Hi, welcome to what I'm looking at. Being transmitted from deep down in Texas, USA. Today is overcast. I see some blueness peeking through the clouds, but we're under a thick blanket of a cloud right now. It's a little foggy even. Not at all unpleasant. I want to begin by thanking my wonderful and kind and wonderfully kind patrons. Thank you so much for supporting me. So far, I have shared a super secret, exclusive video on there, and also given a sneak peek of a project I'm working on. So if you are so inclined and would love to support me in this venture, please head over to patreon.com/EmilyCross and check it out. Also, for everything else, like my music, my death doula work, information and all of that can be found at emilycross.fyi for your information. Thank you, everybody. Today, I am sitting in my car, big surprise. I've just gotten Peppy some dog food, so I'm in the dog food parking lot. And I got in my car and I sat down and I thought, I feel like looking at something, and right in front of me is a place called Thundercloud Subs. And this is not sponsored by Thundercloud Subs. To be honest, I can't, or I don't eat many of their sandwiches. I only eat one kind of their sandwich, which is the vegetarian delight sandwich, and pretty much I only get that when I'm in the airport because it's affordable and I know what it's going to be and all that. But this particular Thundercloud Subs building has a fair amount of information and interesting aspects to it that I thought you might enjoy hearing about. So here we go. Thundercloud Subs. It is a building. Roughly, I don't know how big it is, maybe 600 square feet or a tiny bit more than that. It's hard to tell. It's a pretty square building. There's a mural, so I'm facing it. I can see the corner of it. I can see the side of the building and also the front. And so on the side, there is a mural. It's actually a very unusual mural. I'm not sure what it's attempting to say or what message it's sending, but I'll give you a rough outline and then I might point out a few details. Close your eyes and imagine this. On a background of chevron pattern, there is a hand and a forearm reaching out that spans the length of the side of the building. In the hand, the skin is blue, and there are sections cut out of the arm. So right below the wrist, there's a chunk cut out, and then another chunk cut out. And there's bone exposed. So So where the forearm, where the mural starts is the arm, and then you see kind of a cross section of the part that's been cut off at the bone, and then the bone is just there, and then there's another chunk of flesh, and then there's a bone, and then there's the hand coming out. So yes, it's very odd, because first of all, it'd be really hard to cut an arm like that and leave the bone just in the middle like that. You'd have to just, it's like someone cut it and then cut it all the way around the bone and then just removed all of the flesh and everything so that the bone is there. But it looks really clean. Like, it's obviously not realistic. But anyway, that's the mural. And the hand is positioned so that it looks like it's kind of reaching out, like to grab something. Maybe a sub. Maybe it's a like a zombie arm. And the subs are so good that even a zombie wants to eat it. Because a zombie normally doesn't want to eat anything except for, you know, human flesh and brains. That's the concept that I'm going with. I don't know whether the artist would agree that that's a good interpretation. It's pretty well painted. The chevron pattern is blue going into green, and then the background is yellow going into white. So it's kind of a gradient in the background of yellow going to white, and then the chevron pattern, blue going to green. And the blues are tealish blue, so blues with a bit of green, greenish yellow. And the hand, as I said, the arm is blue, further giving credit to my theory that it's a zombie, because a zombie could conceivably be blue-skinned because they're dead. And no blood is coming out of the cuts. So maybe they're old wounds. Who knows? On top of the mural, directly on the building, is a sign that says Thunder's Cloud Subs. And it looks like an old plastic sign that's been there probably since the 80s. And it's a dark blue with white font, and then a sort of cloud outline graphic in red and yellow, and then a lightning bolt over the L and the O. And the lightning bolt is yellow in a red outline. It looks kind of like the Gatorade lightning bolt, but I'm sure it's slightly different due to copyright concerns. Now, I hesitate to talk about the font since I've been teased about the way I like to talk about fonts, but you know what? I'm not going to change my behavior just because someone pointed out something I do very often. I'm proud, as I said, to be thorough in my font exploration and explanations. And I'm not going to stop now. So the font on this sign is old-fashioned-y. And not in like a country western way, in kind of like a outdated way. It has serifs. Yes, it does. And the serifs are rounded on the edges, and the font is kind of crowded together in my opinion, a little bit of an unpleasant way. And they're tall. They're narrow and crowded. And I don't know, I guess The more I look at it, the more I don't mind it. But there's a lot to cover on this building, so I'm gonna keep going and maybe circle back to this side of the building. I will also mention that there are two windows on this side of the building that look very old and rusted. They were at one time painted white, and now they are yellowed and rusting, and they look kind of like old jail bar windows or something. Now we are moving to the front of the building, the edifice. I don't think that's the right word I'm looking for, but the front of the building is what I'm talking about. The color is a bright teal color, uniformly painted with accents of red. So the door is red, and I see a little, it's blocked by a bush, but there's like a wall kind of going, well, it's blocked by the bush, but I do see something red underneath one of the windows, and I think that might be connected to the restaurant. I'm gonna start at the left end, the left from where I'm looking. Here we go. There's an open sign, custom made, a neon sign. It says open in red, and then there's a cloud, the cloud outline graphic in blue, and the lightning graphic in yellow, and it's illuminated. They are open, and we are kind of on a busy street, at an intersection, so you might hear some big trucks going by and so on. We have construction man walking across my view. All right, now he's out. There are several windows to mention, kind of divided. I think maybe one is a pickup window because it looks like there's a slidey thing. There's stickers all over the windows. Under the open sign, there's another sign in the window that's one of those ones you can buy at a store, like a hardware store, that says something in bright yellow, bright orange, but I can't read it. I think it probably says something like help wanted or yes, we are open, something of that nature. But again, I can't read it. The bush is blocking it. There's various stickers that I can't read from here all over these windows that are subdivided. So there's one bigger window on the left and then an equal side window that's divided into two on the right, but I think it's because there's a slidey pickup window thing. And then all of this is under an awning. There's an awning with neon lights on the front of the awning, but they're not turned on. Or maybe they are and I can't tell. But then we have the front door. It's an average swing open metal door with a glass window front, and there's a poster or a piece of paper saying something taped to it, but I can't read it. There's a man about to walk in. The door opens out. You pull it open. And then moving along, there are three floor-to-ceiling windows. Well, floor-to-awning windows. I'm not sure if that's the ceiling height inside. And then another door that's the red door. And that door looks like you don't use it because it's kind of, well, it's behind a bush for one. And then moving along, we have another door, and that says the address on it, but it has two yellow arrows and a sign taped to it, the glass. And I can't read it from here, but I think it says not an entrance. I'm pretty sure that's what it says. A yellow sign with black letters and two arrows. Yellow arrows. And then we have the largest window of the whole building, which is behind a small hedge. And in the center of the window, there is a big neon lightning bolt. That's the brand logo. And the neon is red and yellow. A big red lightning bolt with a smaller yellow lightning bolt in this inside of it. Or a small yellow lightning bolt with a border of a red lightning bolt around. And above the awning is a sign that says Thundercloud Subs. It also looks fairly old, from the 80s or so, maybe older. And the text that says Thundercloud Subs is sitting on top of a picture of a sub. Or not a picture, but an illustration of a sub sandwich. The sub sandwich has tomatoes, onion, lettuce, some cheese, and some kind of meat in a bun. And I don't know, I can't tell if it lights up, but it looks pretty outdated. The font is sans serif and rounded edges. It looks like the kind of font that's on, like, kindergarten flashcards of letters. Construction man is walking back across my field of vision. He purchased a Dr. Pepper at the corner store. It's a huge Dr. Pepper. Wow. Have a good day. And I've saved the best aspect of this building for last. There is a giant submarine sandwich on top of the building. You heard me right. Sitting on top of this Thundercloud Subs building is a giant sub made from, I don't know what, maybe styrofoam, plaster. It's hard to tell without going up and touching it. But it's something that can weather storms and weather. It can weather weather. It can withstand wind, rain, lightning. So it's got to be made from something hardy. I will say it looks a little faded in the sun, but it's charming. This sandwich is equipped with lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, red onions, and I actually don't see any meat, but I'm sure it's on there. Because the top of the building is going kind of over, blocking a little bit of the view of the sandwich. The bun is a light brown, and then the cheese is yellowish. The lettuce, of course, is green. Red tomatoes and purpley red onions. It kind of makes me happy to look at it. It's just a silly thing that some people do, is put big objects on top of buildings to tell you what they're selling. Just to give you an idea of the size of this, what would it be? I think, maybe it would even be too big for an elephant sandwich. Like, if elephants ate sandwiches, this might still be too much food for them. So it's pretty big. It could be one of those Guinness World Record sandwiches where the whole town gets a piece of the sandwich, and that's their lunch. Okay, that's all I'm gonna mention about Thundercloud subs. I think I'm done looking at it. Of course, there's a lot more details I could go into, such as some graffiti that's on the side and some chipping paint and things of that nature, but I've given you the general idea of the place. If you have any buildings that have giant objects on top, I would love to hear from you. Just let me know. Or better yet, take a picture of it and message me on Instagram, and I'll save the picture and I will go through and talk about them in another episode. Why don't you go ahead and do that? But otherwise, I will talk to you all next week. Please don't forget to subscribe and like and comment or rate or whatever you can do to help my cause on iTunes and other platforms, and check out my Patreon and go to my Instagram at crossrecord and go to my website emilycross.fyi, or do none of that. That's fine too. It's fine. Thank you all for listening. I hope something fun happens to you today or with you. Just one thing is all I ask. Until next time.